WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We start with the Dave Brubeck Quartet's homage to the symbol of the 1964-65 New York World's Fair, Unisphere. FM and WCWP.org. Pat Metheny with New Chautauqua, the title track to his 1979 solo album. Chautauqua is the westernmost county in New York State. And when I say solo, I mean Pat wrote every song and played every instrument. His instruments were electric 6 and 12 string guitars, 15 string harp guitar, acoustic guitar with undisclosed number of strings, and electric bass, which has 4 strings. There were no drums, percussion, piano, or synthesizers to be found anywhere on New Chautauqua. Before that, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Unisphere, track 2 on Time Changes in 1964. One of a handful of Brubeck releases with Time in the title. The Unisphere is in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, and was made as the theme symbol for the 1964-65 New York World's Fair. The theme was Peace Through Understanding. I was at Flushing Meadows a few summers ago and saw the Unisphere firsthand. And I have family who went to the fair as kids and fellow WCWP alumni attended as well. And there's a great documentary you should seek out called After the Fair, The Legacy of the 1964-65 World's Fair. Unisphere the Song, which is two tracks before one called World's Fair, was written by Dave Brubeck, who was on piano, with Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on acoustic bass, and Joe Morello on drums. From one pianist to another, it's Ramsey Lewis in 1977 with Caring for You. Ramsey Lewis with Caring for You on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Tequila Mockingbird, as in To Kill a Mockingbird, in 1977. Caring for You was caringly written by Maury Stewart. Ramsey played piano, Bert Decoto arranged the horns and strings, Byron Gregory was on electric guitar, Ron Harris on electric bass, Keith Howard on drums, and percussion by Durf Recklaw Rahim. Stormin' Norman Brown is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting The Rock Show Sunday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight on WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
The first track on guitarist Norman Brown's first album, Just Between Us, is Stormin'. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with Six String Poet. Not 12 String Poet or 15 String, Six String Poet. From Inner Motion in 1990, Six String Poet was written, quote, for our friend Emily Remler, unquote, who died way too young that May in 1990. The song was composed before her death, since the album came out the same month, but it ended up as a memorial. David played piano on his tribute and conducted the Warfield Avenue Symphony Orchestra. Grant Geisman was on acoustic guitar, Steve Bailey on acoustic bass guitar, David Dirge on drums, and percussion by Michael Fisher. Before that, Norman Brown with Stormin' Norman from Just Between Us in 1992. Norman played electric guitar on his debut composition, Herman Jackson and Wayne Ziggy Lindsay on keyboards, one of them was on piano, Richard Patterson on electric bass, Chuck Morris on drums, Paulinho da Costa with percussion, and three guys on saxophone. Ronnie Laws on soprano with Gerald Albright and Kirk Whalum dueling on tenor. Gerald's debut album in 1987 was also called Just Between Us. Track 7 on guitarist Marc Antoine's 1994 debut is the third song this segment. Follow Your Bliss.
Bonjour, c'est Marc-Antoine, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Marc-Antoine's song was Follow Your Bliss from his 1994 debut release, Classical Soul. Marc played classical guitar on his composition along with keyboards and drum programming. Mike Manieri, another quartet leader, was on vibraphone, Sam Riney on flutes, and Armand Sabal-Lecco on electric bass. We'll go back to electric guitar with Brian Hughes next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ramsey Lewis was caring for you. Now Brian Hughes is thinking of you.
Hi, this is Nelson Rangel. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my buddy, Mike Shmeri, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Nelson played alto and tenor sax and flute on Jewel Thieves by the Rippingtons from Black Diamond in 1997. Rippington's founder, Russ Freeman, wrote Jewel Thieves and played guitar, keyboards, bass, and drum programming. Dave Kohansky played additional keyboards and drum programming, and Kim Stone played bass fills. We'll hear a second Rippington song next hour, but before this one, we heard Brian Hughes with his composition, Thinkin' of You, from Along the Way in 2003. Brian was on guitars, guitar synth, loops, and just programming. Les Portelli was on piano and keyboards, Tim Landers on bass, Neil Wilkinson on drums, and percussion by Jason Hahn, not Jason Ron, twin brother of saxophonist Darren Ron. Taking us into hour two, another 2003 song, this time by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. High Maintenance, featuring an alto sax solo by Rippington's alumnus, Eric Marienthal.
This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shmeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with High Maintenance by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, with fat spelled P-H-A-T, from XXL in 2003. High Maintenance was written and arranged by Gordon, who also played piano and was among those on saxophone. Eric Marienthal was featured on alto sax, and Andy Martin on trombone. Among the non-featured players were Grant Geisman on electric guitar, this time acoustic with David Benoit, Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte. Hour two begins with a quartet of 2021 songs. The first of the four is Brazilian Moon by Herb Alpert. Pulsating. That's the first pair of 2021 songs this segment on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Song number two was Say What's On Your Mind by the guitar duo of Larry Carlton and Paul Brown, no relation to fellow guitarist Norman, from Soul Searchin'. Guitarist Nick Colleone had a song called Say What's On Your Mind 5 years ago on his The Journey album. Larry and Paul wrote their song by that name with Shane Terriot. He's a guitarist who goes by Terry O, but he only played keyboards here, leaving the guitaring to Larry and Paul. Larry's son Travis was on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Song number one from 2021 was by Herb Alpert. Brazilian Moon was the song from Catch the Wind, written by Herb on trumpet, Herb's wife Lonnie Hall, and Jeff Lorber on keyboards, synth bass, and guitar. Gary Novak was on drums. One of the keyboards Terry O played on Larry Carlton and Paul Brown's tune was organ. And here is the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio with Call Your Mom. Or in Travis Carlton's case, Call Your Dad. Dan Siegel on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Old School, the fourth 2021 song this segment from Dan's Faraway Place album. Dan was the writer and played piano and keyboards, including organ, with Alan Hines on guitar, Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass, Vinny Colaiuta on drums, percussion the second time this segment by Lenny Castro, and the two-man horn section of Lee Thornburg on trumpet and trombone, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax, just as he was with Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. The third 2021 song was Call Your Mom by the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, from I Told You So. Call Your Mom was written by Del Von, organ, and Jimmy James, guitar. Guitar was the dominant instrument on Call Your Mom. Grant Schroff was on drums. We'll step into a new segment with Chris Geit next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Chris Geit with Watch Your Step. And step over the gap between the train and the platform. What's so funny? 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Spyro Gyra with What It Is from Down the Wire in 2009. What It Is was written by guitarist Julio Fernandez, who played electric guitar. Tom Schumann was on keyboards, Jay Bekenstein on alto sax, Scott Ambush on bass, also electric, and Bonnie B on drums and percussion. Before Bonnie B with Spyro Gyra, we heard Donnie D play drums and percussion on Watch Your Step by Chris Geit from Island of a Thousand Dreams in 2010. Chris wrote Watch Your Step and played piano, keyboards, and I think synth brass. Backing up that synth brass was Fred Serbo on tenor sax, Matt Marshak was on guitar, Mark Mullers on bass, and, as I said, Donnie D on drums and percussion, just like Bonnie B. Back to 2009 for Greg Kourakos and another Brazilian-flavored ditty, Jamba Samba, or, as Martin Phillips would say in the days of Thursday Night Jazz here on WCWP, Jamba Samba.
Hi, this is pianist Greg Kourakos, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Greg's composition was Jamba Samba, a juicy samba on GK, his initials, Greg Kourakos, in 2009. Greg played piano, Ricardo Silveira was on guitar, Melvin Davis on bass, Oscar Seaton on drums, his bass drum had the last word on Jamba Samba, and percussion by Luis Conte, another returnee from High Maintenance by Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. A triple shot of songs lead off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Howdy, folks. Are you ready for some great country music?
Dive in with us. The water's fine.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
6 days late, it's Vincent Ngala with Turkey Strut. That was three songs in a row here on Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The third song was the second appearance tonight by the Rippingtons. Tangerine Skyline was the song from Open Road in 2019. Russ Freeman wrote Tangerine Skyline as a drum solo for Dave Carasone. Russ backed up Dave on keyboards and bass. The second song of the set was Right On, Right On, in the same vein as What It Is, by Adam Hawley from Rising Up in 2021. Adam wrote the song and played guitars and keyboards. Carnell Harrell played additional keyboards. Julian Vaughn played lead bass. Mel Brown, no relation to Norman or Paul, was on rhythm bass. Eric Valentine on drums. Ramon Islas with percussion. Marcus Anderson on flutes. And Donald Hayes on saxophones. And the set began with Turkey Strut by Vincent Ngala from Fire and Desire, also in 2021. Like Pat Metheny, Vincent wrote Turkey Strut and played all instruments. Among Vincent's instruments were tenor sax, guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. We end tonight with one more 2021 song, Still Life, by guitarist Ray Oviedo from Latin Jazz Project Volume 2. Besides Ray, his composition has a piano solo by Peter Horvath, David K. Matthews on keyboards, David Belove on bass, Mike Rinta on bass trombone, Eric Jacobson on flugelhorn, Rita Tees on flutes, Phil Hawkins on drums, and two percussionists, Michael Spiro and Peter Michael Escovedo. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is Still Life by Ray Oviedo. So long.